This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you. Thank you and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. This is Sherry Medlock, America's messenger of truth, telling you that Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." America, men, women, boys, and girls, all over the United States of America, let's worship God by reading and hearing his truth, his truth book. Please open your King James Bibles to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, verse 13, where we left off last time. John, chapter 17, verse 13. Just before we begin, I would like to invite everyone under the sound of my voice to come to my school, Sherry Medlock School, Cocoa, Florida, each Sunday, 5 p.m., for more of this word, book, chapter, verse, line by line. And then I open the healing bench and we pray for the sick and we pray for the demonic and we pray for whatever ails you. You will be blessed. The Spirit of God is here. Holy Spirit operates in words of knowledge and gifts of prophecy and healing and miracles and words of wisdom. So we just let him take over there and it's awesome. Each Sunday, 5 p.m., Sherry Medlock School, Cocoa, Florida. You are blessed and you will be blessed. Now, in John 17, last time, we learned that this is the real Lord's Prayer. We always call Matthew 6 the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, but actually, he was just teaching them how to pray. It's a model. He says, after this manner, try it this way. Use this outline, although it's very beautiful. But this is the true Lord's Prayer. Now, it's interesting that when Jesus prays in John 17, he is about to go to the cross to suffer a cruel death. And do you know that he does not pray for himself at all in this prayer, and he's about to suffer? Guess what he does? He intercedes. He is an intercessory prayer in the greatest time of need he could ever have. The book of Ezekiel says, God says, I'm looking for someone who will stand in the gap and pray for the people. And in Acts, the early apostle says, we will give ourselves to word and prayer. Some years ago, in addition to the word, I gave my life to be an intercessory prayer, hours early every morning. For, of course, the people around me and work with me, but for the entire world, by name and by fervor of the Holy Spirit. Intercessory prayer is something you can do. You get no fame, no money, nobody knows about it. I sit and watch the news and I watch people change. I watch things happen. It's an awesome thing. One of the greatest things you can do next to the word is to learn how to pray. Now, intercessory prayer is not giving your honey-do list to God and reading those names off like you're reading a telephone book. Every name, if it takes you 3 hours to do it, must be wrapped in fervent, hot love, and then it gets something done. So we notice here that Jesus is an intercessory prayer. And then the other thing we notice about John 17, that as he prays, he is very intimate with the Father. You see, this is a marriage. He calls us darling. He kisses us. It's intimate. When you find an elect who can pray and prays intimately, it's almost like you're walking into the bedroom between them and their spouse. It's so intimate. It will not be, again, a honey-do list reading it like a telephone book. There is a love, a caress that goes on. And see, that is very natural because this is a love story. He's the bridegroom. We're the bride. The father's the husband, the elect and the wife. So now, how does Jesus pray? A lesson for you. First of all, elect, Jesus prays for the elect. Remember last week you said, I pray for you, these 11 disciples that are true to him, who are going to take the truth of God's word to the world. The elect would be those chosen from before the foundation of the earth who did not betray God in the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, and our spiritual body. And there's a small group sent out in every generation to bring forth the mystery of God, the oracles of light. There aren't many of them. So the first thing Jesus does, he prays for the elect and not for the world. So what do? I pray for the elect in my inner circle, those ones that I know are called and chosen and are ordained of God and are working with me in the ministry. So that's where you start. The person in your assembly who gets the truth out, who is known to the most called and chosen, if you've got one or two or three or four, you don't have that many, those are the first ones you pray for because that's the most important. It's an inside job. You start from the inside. If the elect get it right, then we can go out into the world. You understand? So these disciples had to get it right. So he prayed for them and was very intimate. So we begin now with verse 13.
13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
Now look at one of the first things that Jesus prays for the elect. That they might have be full of joy. First of all, how can Jesus be happy? Well, Jesus sees the whole picture. He's been away from the Father. He's God. He's going to go back to being God again. And enough of this flesh, okay? So for the joy set before him, he went to the cross. See, all of you Christians listening to me, poor me babies, you don't realize you live in a great big mansion with many rooms. But most of you stay in a little dark closet, and that's all you see. And you say, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. And so, if they kill us, if they arrest us, if they torture us, if we die, we still got the joy because we're going to have eternal life with Jesus and no more tears. Amen. So what was your problem? So that's what he says, I want them to have the joy. Now, why was Jesus praying for the elect's joy? I do the same thing. When I see one of my own losing their joy, I get worried. Here's what happens. Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why we sing that little song, Let the Joy Rise Up. When a person loses their joy, they lose their verve, they lose their fire, they go around, lackadaisical, impotent, they go through the motions, they do nothing, they are dead, they are dead, they are dead. They don't mean to be. See, depression is a demon, and then the demon depression can come in and totally destroy you. So the joy of the Lord is your strength. So in other words, if all of you will remember when you start to get down, that despite the mess, believe me, I have it too, despite the mess of this world, the best is yet to be. Once again, if they cut our heads off, we still got eternal life through Jesus Christ, and we're never going to die, and we're going to be beautiful and happy and sing his praises forever. Amen. We're going to be with our bridegroom. So again, we have the joy. So remember that. Get out of that little closet in your mansion and look at the big room. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he prays for this. Once you lost your joy, you lose your zeal. And when a Christian loses their zeal, you may go to church, you may read your Bible, you go to the pancake breakfast, you pray, you read your Bible, you even do intercessory prayer. God bless Susie, God bless Tommy, God bless Jamie, God blah, 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 blah. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You're dead. So he prays for the joy because as long as you have joy, joy causes you to get up and live, does it not?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So that's what I do. And so now you know, the elect around you, pray that they'll have the joy. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. Now, isn't that interesting? Let's see what else he does.
14, I have given them thy word.
Now, he reminds the Father, Father, you know I've given them the word. You know that Jesus taught them the entire mystery, the first earth and heaven age, the seduction in the garden, the order of the trumps, the whole meal.
And the world hath hated them.
You know why the world hates the truth? Because the world is a worldwide web of lies. Look at the net. Ezekiel talks about the worldwide net. They're caught up in a worldwide lies. There's a whole series of proverbs of lies in Ezekiel. The net is full of lies. Look at Facebook. And people go there and try to find your news. Okay? So what happens when truth comes along? Truth is like a blockbuster and blows up the lies. So even people wrapped in a web on Facebook, on internet, on pornography, on the lies, all the world, sometimes you get comfortable with that and you don't want your nest moved. Truth shakes things up. Truth rattles. Hallelujah. So the world hates you because the world is full of lies and it's afraid of truth.
because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
The word world here is eon in the Greek, means age, the same as 2 Peter 3, 6, and 7. The world that then was, the world that now is, the first earth age, the age now. That meaning the elect were chosen in the first earth age because the elect did not betray God. And so those disciples and some before them, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Paul, right on down to the very elect here at the end, we did not betray the Lord then. We were chosen then. But we're not of the second earth age. The second age was brought in strictly for all of those who betrayed God to come in one time in the flesh to choose Jesus or the devil. But the elect are not of this age, but we were selected, chosen, selected, preferred, appointed to come in to be the oracles of light. But we're not of this world. See, an elect begins to know that, and then you realize, oh, I didn't come here to get married, have a truck, have a job, have a dog, have a puppy cat, and watch television, eat bonbons. Now, you might have all those things, so don't go divorce your spouse, okay? But my point is that elect, somewhere along the way, will understand that you're not of this world. You're sent to this world on a mission. What? To tell the truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth.
15. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world.
Now he's about to pray the second thing. He prayed for them to have joy so they would have strength. Now what's he going to pray?
But that thou shouldst keep them from the evil.
Oh, now this is the second prayer of Jesus for the elect. Keep goes back from the Greek to the Hebrew shamar. He's going to, in other words, shamar means the wall of God around the elect. He prays that to guard them. Now he says from the evil. So the second prayer that Jesus does here for the elect, he knows the elect on Satan's hit list. See, Satan knows who got up and fought with the archangel Michael in Revelation 12 against the dragon and his angels. The dragon is the devil. And we're on his hit list. He wants to level the playing field. So he's always going after the elect. The rest of you just sleep on Sweet Charlie. You just go to church and stare and don't do anything. But once you start bringing the truth into other people, once you start winning souls, he's on your case. Hallelujah. It's such a badge of honor. So Jesus prays, first of all, that they would not lose their strength for the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is their strength. Jesus does not want you to be a sad sack. You misrepresent him. Some of you are giving Jesus bad PR. Poor little me, poor little me. And now he says, protect them from the fiery darts of the enemy. As I want to tell you, Christian elect, you have power over all the power of the enemy, over devils and demons. That's scorpions and serpents, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But you have to open your mouth, declare it, and then you have to act it. Declaration and action. Declaration and action. Declaration and action of the Word of God. And see, you have this, and yet you fall down and say, beat me up, devil. Uh-uh. No, not an elect. So he asks for your protection. He asks for your joy so you'll have strength. He prays for your protection so the enemy won't get you. Now let's see what else he prays for you.
16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
He reminds that of the Father. In other words, no elect is ever going to feel at home in this world. That doesn't mean we're strange or don't know, understand the operations of the world. I knew as a little girl, I said, you know, I think I'm, you know, I missed the boat here. I think, you know, they sent me here. I think they got on the wrong bus here. And it wasn't, you know, there were some good things in my life. But I knew in my spirit that this was not my home, that I was here on some kind of a reason, and I had to find out. And elect might not know that as a child, but sooner or later, God's going to put somebody in your path that's going to wake you up and shake you up and let you know that you were not born for what you thought you were. You were sent here to get the truth of God out.
17, sanctify them through thy truth.
There. Now, that's the third thing. Lord, give them joy so they'll have the joy of the Lord as their strength. Protect them from the fiery darts of the enemy. Shamar them, that's a Hebrew word, the wall of fire about them. And sanctify them through thy truth. Sanctify means to set apart for holy use. Now, if you want to see a miserable person, it's an elect who's got one foot in trying to make it in the world and one foot knowing they've got that calling of God. It's a miserable thing. Sanctify means set apart for holy use. Every truly chosen elect has a place of service. That doesn't mean you have to be called a minister or preach, but you know that 24 hours a day, you are completely set aside for the service of God. And it's 24 hours a day, here am I, send me. And you turn on a dime in the direction of the Holy Spirit. And wherever you go, things happen because you declare and you activate the Word of God. And when the Word of God is activated, things happen. Demons flee. People get saved. People get well. Hallelujah. The kingdom comes to earth. And that is set apart for holy use. In other words, there would be no other purpose, he says. Don't let the elect get sidetracked and think that you want to be a great, beautiful model or you want to be a great movie star. I mean, even if you were that, you would be there so that you could tell the story of Jesus. You understand? That is your mission. Sanctify them. And elect, you are not wishy-washy. 24 hours a day, your passion is Jesus. You're here on an assignment. Tell the story. Tell the story of his glory, of his love, how he came from heaven above, paid the sin debt. Tell of the first earth age. Tell of the seduction in the garden. Tell of the seven trumpets. Tell. Go and tell. Now, those of you who are elected know, if you don't do it, it's sin. To whom he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Don't throw tomatoes at me, but you better wake up. You want to finish your assignment. Get where you're supposed to be. It's not about you. You were sent here for him.
Amen.
Thy word is truth.
I can't top that one. That's great. This is our theme song. I'll say this every time I close it with this radio program. Thy word is truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth. That means Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. And elect's assignment is to get the truth to the world. Everybody listening? Okay.
18. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them.
Now this word sent, a sent one is called an apostle. A disciple is a student. But once you are ready, you are sent. God sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And the Son sent the disciples to tell people how to be saved, to know the truth. And God sends us, the very elect here today, many of you listening to me now, he sends you with the truth to the world.
Into the world.
Now, that's what I said.
And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Now, remember, sanctify means to set apart. Jesus tore himself apart from the sacred heart of his Father. Jesus came from the heart of God. And he ripped himself out of his Father's heart and came through a virgin and took on a flesh body. And he said, I want them to see that I set myself apart from my heavenly King. And I came in this flesh body to die, to shed my blood, to pay the sin debt. And so elect, Jesus says you are sent. To rip yourself apart from yourself and your lust and your pride and me, myself, and I. And go and tell. Go and tell. Go and tell.
20. Neither pray I for these alone.
Now, he's prayed those three major things for the disciples, that they would have joy because the joy of the Lord is your strength. That they would be shamarred about with the wall of God, kept from the fiery darts of the enemy, and that they would be sanctified and realize their purpose on earth, set apart for holy use. And elect, your whole purpose here is God, Jesus, and the Bible. Now he's going to pray for someone else. So remember, we're learning how to pray. We start with the very elect in our assembly, those who are called and chosen, who are getting the word. And we pray more for the chosen ones than others, because if the inner circle gets it, those who have really got the truth, then it's going to go out. Now watch it, it's going to go out. So this is why we pray for the elect first and foremost.
But for them also that shall believe on me through their word.
Oh, many of you believe on Jesus because you heard John, who wrote this one, the word, say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, so what you do We're praying. So here in my assembly, I look at the ones who the elect who are witnessing. We have many people come and they never witness. We have people who do. When I find someone who will witness, then I pray for that person. Usually the elect will call and tell me, I'm going to see Susie at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to witness to Susie, and I want you to pray for Susie. So I pray for the one that's going to hear the word through the elect, that the Holy Spirit will cultivate Susie's heart, that she will be open to receive Jesus. So see, that's how we do it. We start at the very beginning. We pray first and foremost and everything for the very elect who are called and chosen on the front line. And then those people that they reach, for those of you who are praying for me, I'm on the front line. I'm an elect, and I say that humbly, but I am. I can't help it. And you know your name, you know what you are. And so see, the people that I reach out there on radio land and cyberspace, then we pray for them. We do this every Saturday morning in Oscott. Now we pray for those people who are going to hear, that they'll be saved and healed and awakened and apply, like the radio yesterday, the Holy Spirit, you see. That's how you do it. You start from the inside. That's why I said preach the gospel first at Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the world. You see, if we get it right as the elect, and that's why Jesus is praying, then there will be more people of the Gentiles, the heathen, whosoever will may come. Not all are going to come, so that's it. So he has to start with the ones he can trust. That's the elect. That's what he's doing in this prayer, and now you know how to do it. See?
21, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee.
Now he gets to the point. It's the marriage. See, this is a love story. That's why Jesus calls his beloved darling. And that's why he kisses us. We're married to him. He's our true love. We're in his heart and he's in our heart. And that's what he wants. See, because of adultery, idolatry, the wife betrayed God in the first earth age in the spiritual body and went and married that old beautiful Lucifer there. And God had to divorce Jeremiah 3:8. But because of the blood coming from the side of Jesus, now you can go back and become the bride again. It's a love story.
That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
Listen to me, we the people of the Church of Jesus Christ in America, when we, the church, get our act together and stop this one verse and 3 points and books about the books and the greed and the lust and the playing church and half-hearted and not dependable and poor little me, baby. When we have the joy of the Lord despite the troubles, when we stand up and people see us whole and well and joyous because they see that we have troubles just like Jews do, when they see us alive and whole and well and loving God and loving each other, then they're going to see that God loves us. Do you know, some of you Christians, the world does not know God loves you because you tell the world, poor me, it's too hard, nothing good ever happens to me, I'm going to go eat worms. So nobody would know that Jesus loves you, but he does. But you are telling people the world doesn't, Jesus doesn't love you. They don't know Jesus loves you because you're a sad sack. You say, but you don't know my problems. You don't know my problems. That's not the point. If they cut our heads off, if they crucify us, we have eternal life and we're going to be with the King. Hallelujah. We got the joy. The best is yet to be. So what's your problem? Cheer up. That's what Jesus said. Cheer up.
22, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them.
Now the glory here means, in the Hebrew, the Shekinah glory, which means the very presence of God. Remember that Jesus ripped himself out of the heart of the Father and took that heart of the Father and put himself in a flesh body. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, Isaiah 7:14. Now, while Jesus bodily left the earth, then he sent the Holy Spirit to us. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Jesus is the truth. The Word is truth. So now we have the presence of God. Any man or woman, elect, you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That is the presence of God. When the anointing is on a man or woman, that's the glory of God. Hallelujah. Woo. Do people see the glory on you? Or are you hiding that and saying, poor little me, Jesus doesn't help me. I love Jesus, but I'm a miserable person. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Cheer up.
that they may be one as we are one.
The Catholics have a beautiful saying. Our Catholic friends have taught many of them, thou in me and I in thee, in time and all eternity. You know what it is? Perpetual honeymoon. The honeymoon never ends. The ecstasy never ends. Eternal ecstasy. I was playing the piano a while ago. I love to tell the story. And the Lord Jesus came and hugged me and touched me. I was all I could do but not shout. I did make a sound. And I mean, it's perpetual honeymoon. You and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect.
Perfect here means mature. We are being conformed to the image and likeness of Jesus. In other words, I don't want my elect to be milk bottle Christians anymore. I want you to go from the milk of the word to the meat of the word. I want you to understand about the first earth age. You will never understand what's going on until you understand that Satan rebelled and the world that then was, we're in our spiritual bodies, and that's why we had to come here. You will never understand anything unless you understand the plan of God. And you are to grow, and you are to, you say, but I have so many troubles. Troubles, that works our faith muscles. I have had so many tragedies that you would not believe. I've been captured and held kidnapped by a man. You have no idea what I've been through. But you know what? I'm glad, because you know what? I overcame it. I got out of that. God lifted me up, and I can praise him, and I'm still here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So once again, church, we have got to stop this poor little me baby. It, in the world, you'll have tribulation. Be a good cheer. I've overcome the world, and so can you. That Shekinah glory on you ought to shine. Does it shine on your job? You don't have to say a word. You should be shining, radiating light. Remember, Moses was with God, and he came down from the mountain. His face shined.
One, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Now look at that, what he said. I'm in you, Father. Now they're in me. So this is the perfect marriage. Here these two come together. God the Father, God the Son, and us, the elect. Now we are one. Now, when God sees an elect joyous despite the troubles, handling your troubles in a greater, more beautiful, not stoically, oh, well, I'll get through it. No, no, no. Having joy. I mean shouting in the fiery furnace. I mean just sleeping on the lion's back in the den. You understand? I mean, you can do that. You have the power. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Rise up and let that joy come out of you. And when the world sees that, they're going to see that God loves you just like he loves Jesus. Why? Because he sent one son to harvest many sons. So he loves you like he loves Jesus. But see, we don't let the world see that because we're a poor me baby church. Not anymore. It's time for the Church of Jesus Christ in America to reform. Conform to the image and likeness of Jesus. Reform and conform. That kind of sounds like repeal. Repeal and repair or something.
24. Father, I know that also that they whom thou hast given me be with me.
Now here's the end of it. Say, Father, you know I'm going to miss them. I've been with them 3 years. I mean, I'm going to miss them, Lord. I'm really looking forward to the time they are with me. Now that desire, that wish came true. Because right now, Jesus is on the throne, the right hand of God on the throne of heaven. And the book of Revelation says around him are 24 elders. That would be the 12 patriarchs, the sons of Jacob, Israel, and then the 12 apostles. And they are there looking at him.
Where I am, that they may behold my glory.
To behold my glory. Jesus is kind. He knows in a few minutes that the disciples are going to see his body beaten, the beard pulled out, the thorns, 39 stripes. They said you can't tell if it's a man or a big dog, crucified, bleeding, marred. So he says, I'm looking forward to the time they can see my beauty. The psalmist David says, one thing have I desired of thee, my Father, that I may dwell in your house forever and behold your beauty and inquire at your temple. Every day about sundown, I go to, from my desk to a little window at front of my school here, and I look up, and a supernatural cross is suspended in front of my school, very close to the window. It's so beautiful. It's diamond, and it's sparkling. And I look at it. I'm mesmerized. I'm hypnotized. But it's not just hanging there like a dead cross. It's sparkling. And as I look at it, it becomes more beautiful. And there are threads and ribbons of sapphire and rose pink and diamond-colored ribbons coming. And then as I keep looking at it, it gets prettier and prettier. And then there comes a face in it. And I'm beholding the beauty of the Lord. And sometimes he sees it. Oh, you're so beautiful. I'll say, in the cross of Christ I glory. And then he does somersaults. I can't leave that. I don't want to go back to my desk. I want to look at that beauty forever. God is called the Father of lights. Jesus is the light of the world. Sometimes just look at a light. I don't mean like a light bulb, but watch all those colors. Look at that. Beautiful, beautiful Savior.
Ooh. Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
A little intimate touch, Father. You always loved me. I love you. Remember, Lord, right there at the beginning, I love you and you love me. Remember the first time, Father, that we told each other that? Intimate.
25. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee.
Known is a marriage term. The world is not married to you at all. Romans 8:28. Whom he foreknew, that means stayed married to him. He did predestinate. This is a love affair. God is the husband, and the elect of the wife. Well, we messed it up. Yeah, most everybody did, except the elect. Jesus is coming back, and he's the bridegroom, and you can be the bride.
But I have known thee.
I stayed married to you, Father.
And these have known that thou hast sent me.
And the elect stayed married to you. They did not betray you when Satan rebelled in the world that then was.
26. And I have declared unto them thy name.
His name is called the Word of God. Revelation 19:13. Everybody's supposed to memorize. Let's say it. His name is called the Word of God. Revelation 19:13.
And will declare it.
I will declare it. As they go out and tell the truth, I will again tell my word. When my men and my women are teaching my truth, I will flow through them. I will be in them by my spirit, and I will tell my word again. I will declare my word. I will declare my word down through every generation. He's declaring his word now. What he just said is coming true right now.
That the love which thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
And to sum it all up of his prayer for the elect, how he prays, is the love story. Faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The story of God and you is the greatest love story ever told. No greater love hath this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. We'll begin next week with John 15, but right now it's time for Mystery Moment, questions and answers to help you understand the mystery of God. I want to welcome the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. Welcome, Scott.
Well,
How are you?
Thank you, Miss Sherry. You were on holy fire tonight.
Yes. We said let the fire fall down.
Amen. The fire was falling down.
That was the Spirit of God. He wanted me to tell you about him.
That was awesome. Our first question, you, Sherry, see into the supernatural, and Scott's pictures reveal the supernatural. Is this unnatural?
No, it isn't. The person is talking about that. I do see into the supernatural. I've had that gift, and Scott takes pictures that show the supernatural. No, actually, that's natural. See, it's unnatural not to dwell in that. We weren't made to be physical. We were created there in a spiritual body. But because of sin, we have to be here. In Romans chapter 1, it says that nature, animals, the creation, groan for the sons of God to get our act together so we can go back to the spiritual. Even the animals have spiritual bodies. See, it's not natural for you to have a great big free dancing spirit and be captured and encaged in this little body with its skeleton. It's not natural. The supernatural angelic beings floating through the air, love and joy and laughter and freedom and eternal life. This is natural. What is supernatural is so natural, God calls it supernatural.
Amen. That's so true. Okay, our next question. Does the Bible mention dinosaurs, and how did these huge dinosaurs get on Noah's Ark?
The Bible does mention dinosaurs, but it's used by another name. In the book of Job, chapter 40, the word for dinosaurs there is behemoth. God is addressing Job, and he said, why in the world are you listening to these lying friends? Listen, when you're going through a thing, don't go to Job. You see, in my father's house are many mansions. Father's house is the word many rooms. The chapter in the Bible you go to when you're going through trouble is not Job's friends. That's disgusting. You need to know the story. But they were lying to Job. So God said, Job, do you remember when the morning stars sang and danced together? Stars, children of God, minus the flesh of the first earth age. Do you remember behemoth, that great big animal? Well, that dinosaur was in the first earth age. We were in a spiritual body right here on the planet paradise, but the animals, the dinosaurs, were in a physical body. That's why when God smashed it and brought in the second earth age, that we have found the remains of dinosaurs in the frozen tundras of Alaska with buttercups in their mouth. Now, they were not on Noah's boat because the dinosaur is not in the second earth age. They were in the first earth age. So there you have it.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, Scott, David left his stuff in the cart, and Ezekiel put his stuff in a bag. But ladies and gentlemen, ta-da, it's time now for Scott's stuff.
The Lord took me to an Isaiah 1:8 and Isaiah 62:11. I am releasing my fragrance of henna within my vineyard upon my beloved cluster to protect them, to defend them, and to fortify their soil. They shall be sheltered in the delights of my love under the shadows of my wings, hidden within my vine. Amen.
That is so beautiful. Scott, it's about time for you to have another one of your word picture movies. We'll talk about that, and we're going to have that and invite all of you. It is an awesome thing when he gets to show you these supernatural pictures with the word. So we're going to have one pretty soon. We'll talk about it. Okay, is that all right with you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, looking forward. We'll have it pretty soon. Now, I want all of you who are lost to pray this prayer with me. I want you to live with me in the eternal paradise where we can soar like butterflies. Okay? Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Forgive all my sins.
Forgive all my sins.
Wash them away.
Wash them away.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me, to enlarge your kingdom.
To enlarge your kingdom.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 In a few minutes, my announcer will give you my telephone number. Those of you who prayed that, please call and tell me and leave your name very clearly, and I will put you on my daily prayer list. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. In Malachi chapter 4, it says, the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings. The wings there in the Hebrew means laser beams. So God uses laser beam surgery, and it doesn't hurt a bit, and it penetrates into where you are hurting. And that's why we like to use that. But I want you to get that in your mind. Laser surgery was created by a long time before we were even in the flesh. Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, let the holy power of Almighty God fall on the north, the south, and east and west, men, women, boys, and girls. Holy Spirit, move, comfort. O Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in your wings, right into the spinal cord, right there where the discs are hurting, where they're out of joint, the spinal cord, the vertebrae, be healed. Get back in Jesus' mighty name. The pelvis area, the kidneys and the bladder, be in divine order in Jesus' name. Congestion, come out of the lungs, breathe, heart pump right in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Memories, come back, come back. Alzheimer's, dementia, you have no place here. You're of the devil. Go to the abyss. come back. The memory of the just is blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Feet and toes be healed. Perfect alignment in your body. Blood be healed. Let the blood sugar be regulated and be perfectly normal. Let the adrenaline be in perfect balance. Let there be renewed strength. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Let the lame legs walk. Let the blind eyes see. Let the deaf ears hear. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Father. You sent your word and healed them. With Jesus' stripes you were healed. Now, for those of you who were healed, and some of you were, feel free to call me and tell me that, and I'll also pray for you then. It's time now for my love line of the week from my heart to your heart. President John F. Kennedy said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but rather ask what you can do for your country." So I paraphrase it. Christian, especially elect, ask not what the Lord will do for you. Ask the Lord what you can do for him. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And wait for my announcement. Now remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And as we learned today, John 17:17, thy word is truth. What you heard is not yours to keep. If you keep it, you will implode. So go and tell. You know, when you give, you get more. This is Sherry Medlock, and until next time, I bless you in Jesus' truth with love.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
You're listening to WMIE. Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Hi folks, Paul Esposito here, station manager of 91.5. Thanks for joining us here today. I just want to remind everyone of our fall fundraiser known as The Offering, kicking off Monday morning at 7 a.m. We have set aside this coming week, Monday through Friday, to raise the money we need for this commercial-free Christian radio station to continue for six more months. Our goal, once again, is $30,000, and praise God, we're over $16,100 thanks to you who have already responded to the pledge letter, which went out a month ago. So be with us Monday morning, 7 o'clock. My prayer that you would prayerfully consider partnering with us and helping to support WMIE Radio to ensure that we are able to continue for six more months of commercial-free broadcasting the wonderful programs that y'all love so much here. The great praise and worship music and the wonderful preaching and Bible teaching as well. We're at $16,165. Our goal is $30,000. We'll be on the air live, not preempting programs, but in between programs, 7 a.m. Monday morning.
Mystery is more than any I can see. I'm not the
my life for so much more. Break the chains and open doors to a world I can't ignore.
Fight the current now, or you'll be carried out by the tide. When you wash up on the shore, wondering what this journey's for, spread your wings in the sun. Don't give up, there's more to come, and you will find when you try, you're always far. Is cheap, work's the currency, sweat's the equity, take that to the bank. It's up to you to make some mystery out of this history, so fill in the blank. When you're broke and overspent, wondering where your fortune went, spread your try. You always fall before you till my ears are numb from listening. Pray until my knees are sore from kneeling on the bedroom floor. I know that you know that my heart is aching. I'm running out of tears and my will is breaking. I don't think that I can carry the burden of it anymore. All of my hopes and my dreams and my best laid plans are slowly slipping through my folded hands. So I'm gonna lay it down. I'm gonna learn to trust you now. What else can I do? Everything I am depends on you. And if the sun don't come back up, I know your love will be. This hole I've been digging, but you're pulling me out. I'm finally breathing in the open air. This room may be dark, but I'm finally seeing there's a new ray of hope. And now I'm believing that the past is past and the future's beginning to look brighter now. Oh, 'cause all of my hopes and my dreams and my best laid safe and secure when I place them in your hands. So I'm gonna lay it down. I'm gonna learn to trust you now. Oh, what more can I do? 'Cause everything I am depends on you. And if the sun don't
you're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Come on, somebody shout to God.
Savior of the world,
the savior of the world. Everyone who perseveres, faith will overcome all fears. Come and praise the savior of your soul. God is with us now. His love rains down. His love rains down. Saved by grace and power. His love rains down. His love rains down. God is with us now. Nothing can ever separate.
I'm a brand new man, I'm a conscious man, I'm a man who's burning for you. The mistakes I made, I've been chased away to the bottom of the ocean blue. I'm a brand new man in a foreign land, I'm a man who's feeling that fire. And it's all so clear when I'm standing here at the peak of my desire. So won't you move me like you used to? I want the world to know I'd burn for you. In my head, had a grip, but I slipped on by. It's a whole new day as the darkness fades and the sun's climbing in the sky. I can see my love, that I need your love. I'm before you a broken man.